so fucking retarded.
About Tina, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, I heard about that bitch.
What a whore.
I heard all about that bitch.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh. That's cool.
So what's up, my man? Episode 5.
Did you just say what's up, my man? What's up?
What's up? What's up, boo?
Bruh, bruh.
Bruh. Boo, boo.
So stupid.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
What's up? It's about to be a good-ass episode.
Fucking season 2, episode 5, Jeff and Greg podcast.
Going down. Yo, you know what I just realized, bro? We don't have a name for the new studio. We still don't.
We don't?
No.
What do you want to call it? What do you want to call it right now? Tell me off the top of your head.
The bomb shelter.
Bruh, bruh.
Bruh. We're taking shots, bro. Bruh, bruh.
The bomb shelter is not what you said.
I was gonna say it's the shit, and then I was gonna say no, it's the bomb. And then I was like, the bomb shelter. Yep. I don't know. That just came to me. I don't know. You know.
How about the bunker?
The bunker.
How about
the the butthole bunker?
The butthole bunker?
I don't know, man. I'm just talking shit now.
Hell yeah, man.
Dude, I heard the song the other day.
Yeah.
And it just got me.
It got you moving?
Yeah.
It's got me moving.
I have to find that shit.
I know. I've never heard the song before. Ever. Not even once.
It's the Timex Social Club. It's called Rumors.
Buh-buh. No, don't.
Look at all that rudeness.
Fuck, man. That's so fucking crazy. A song that old still holding up.
Yeah, man. It says it's a hit from the 80s. Well, it's obvious from the sound, but fuck yes. Jeff and Greg podcast, episode 5, season deuce.
Deuce, motherfuckers.
Yeah, what is up, brother?
I downloaded that fucking song we played last week.
Which one?
Love on the Run. No More Love on the Run.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Billy Ocean.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've been listening to it.
Caribbean Queen!
I listened to it literally for 3 hours straight on a drive. And I was just like, meh, okay, I'm just going to do this the whole time. And then I started noticing, like, little things about songs in the 80s. They always have, like, weird, like, little, like, the producer, you could tell he is like, what if we just throw some shit in there? Like, there's, like, weird sound effects and shit, like... He'll be singing his She has electric eyes. And then, like, there's this, like, sound that goes, like,
yeah,
what?
Were,
or, like,
all about adding a little.
Fucking, like, there's, like, a dude laughing with a tiger growling in the background for some reason. I'm like, what? Why is that there? Dude. Like, the music's good enough to just stand on its own. You don't need to add all these stupid little fucking sound effects.
That was the 80s, man.
That was the 80s, though. They're like, I'm a producer. Let me. Throw this fucking sound in there. I think it's gonna Make It or Break It. Oh, there you go.
Dude.
Gonna hear one of these. You wanna hear one. Oh, yeah.
The whistles.
The whistle. Bite. Who cares? You don't need that in there. Think of the night I knew her number and her name. Yeah.
Here comes another one. She said I was the tiger
she wanted to tame. Yeah, well, it's it.
Tiger growl.
Yeah. Now we're sharing the same dream. Caribbean Queen. But yeah, all those little fucking sound effects. It's the best. It's the best part of the 80s.
They're like, there's a line about a tiger. What should we do right there? It's like a growling tiger sound.
And a dude laughing. Like he's a lion tamer. Oh my god.
Oh shit.
That's how you fucking do it back in the 80s, man.
They don't make that kind of music anymore. That's all bubblegummy and poop. It's poop.
Poop?
Most of it's poop.
A lot of it
there's
is.
There's some poop. Good stuff.
There is some good, but you gotta dig a little bit. You gotta wade through the shit to get to the gold.
Yep.
We all been there. We all know. Unless you're just one of these fucking fuck boys who listen to the radio 24/7.
Yeah.
You think everything that comes out on the radio is gold.
Fuck that shit.
That's fucking good, man. Everybody in the world says so.
Dude, you know, I don't listen to any of it, but I've heard shit from not even anyone specific, just the new shit, the new, like, hip-hop music mostly.
Yeah.
It's such fucking trashy-ass shit. And I know, like, when we were kids, when we were teenagers or whatever, when, like, Gangsta Rap was coming out and it was huge as fuck.
Yeah.
I know there was the adults that were like, fucking fuck that dumb rap shit, you know?
Fuck that shit. You could just picture him doing the little, the fucking arm hook.
And I catch myself saying that kind of shit.
Yeah.
About the new stuff.
Yeah.
And I think, do people really like this fucking garbage that's coming out right now?
Right.
Or am I that old guy that just isn't hip to the new shit? But, dude, it really is fucking garbage. Like, they actually have a name for it. They call it mumble rap.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking shit.
It's the worst. Who listens to that?
I don't know. But it's like,
if you listen to mumble rap,
fuck you.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you.
You're a fuck boy.
You know what? You know what you need to listen to?
Here we go.
If that doesn't touch you right in the peepee, then I don't know what does.
Get the fuck off this.
That's Billy fucking Ocean.
I need to ask some. Brah.
Just some of.
Bah.
Buh.
So stupid.
I know. If we listen to this, we're just gonna sing along with it the whole time.
We can't. We gotta turn it off. You gotta turn it off, man. I'm losing all my train of thought.
This is my favorite part. Alright, I'll turn it off.
He had to say it again. It was so fucking crazy.
He really stretched it out at the end, too.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, shit, man. So, Craig.
Yeah, Jeff.
Well, you came over tonight.
Right.
And it's a little different than it was last week, don't you think?
Fuck.
Yeah, man.
Dude, there's some work in here.
It's coming together.
You guys put some work in this motherfucker.
The new studio is up and running.
I'm a little disappointed with the colors.
What?
I would have did.
What?
Pink and yellow.
Oh, you're just fucking with me.
Yeah, dude, this is fucking sick, dude. Yeah. You got a black ceiling, completely black, and then you got two gray walls and one red wall for accent.
Yeah. It looks good, huh?
It looks really good. It really looks good in here. Gives me a fucking rock hard boner.
Yes, it do. If you're listening to this show right now
and you're
not a friend or a fan or whatever on Facebook, look us up on Facebook and we just did a live video with a little video tour of the new studio.
Yeah. It's not completely done, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking awesome. Eventually, we'll have like a fucking TV up on one of the walls, and we'll have some recording equipment so we can go live and I don't know if we'll go live ever, but we'll put like recorded episodes that are like video streams. Yeah, you know, the video portion
of
the show.
We have big plans. We have
big plans.
But you know what? We've always said that from day one since we started the show 100 years ago.
Yeah.
We always talked about having big plans, and nothing really happened. We stayed with the same old shit for so long. It worked. It was fine. But now shit's actually happening, man. Yeah. We're making moves.
I like it.
You know what I'm saying?
You
feeling me?
I do.
You feeling me?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, man. We're moving on up.
Like the Jeffersons and shit, right?
Actually, we're moving down. We've never been underground before. We're physically in the underground right now.
Yeah. The bunker.
So we're moving up and down at the same time.
Yeah.
So twist your mind around that.
Fucking physics. Figure that shit out, huh?
How does that even work?
It doesn't. It's fucking impossible.
So yeah, man. We got the texture on the walls finished.
Yep.
And then
not long after that, you got the paint on the walls.
I fucking ran to the store and bought the paint, bro. And I had a hard time picking out colors. The wifey helped out a lot.
Right.
Cause I'm not good at that shit.
Right.
But I like how it turned out, man.
It turned out really good. I really like it.
I'm loving it. Finally feels like we got a spot.
Yeah, and it's not fucking sub-zero degrees out.
It never will be either.
No. That's the best part about this whole thing.
In the past, we always had to be like, shit, bro, winter's coming.
Yep. Stock up on the propane.
It's going to get cold.
We had this double fucking headed heater. And that fucking barely kept the cold off. Like, some of those nights were fucking cold. And we didn't start till like 10:30 or 11.
But by the time we started the show back in the old days, it was...
The sun had been down. And it was fucking cold as fuck.
Yeah, man. I would have to, on days we were casting, I'd have to go out as soon as I got home from work.
Yep.
And light up that propane heater just to take the edge off.
Yeah. And it barely took the edge off. Like, we're fucking huddled up that bitch. I remember plenty of nights where my fucking jeans were, like, catching on fire. I was like, damn, it's still cold.
So close to the heater, yeah. Your shit's smoking. I remember one night, remember, not the epic night that Robert Kudla came.
Right.
But he came once with his wife.
Oh, yeah,
His sister wife.
Yeah.
He brought her. Remember that?
Sister wife.
And she sat in on the show.
Yeah.
That night, we weren't really prepared. And it was so fucking cold out there.
It was fucking freezing cold.
We had the space heater on the floor and we had the propane heater going and it was just so goddamn cold out there.
Oh, fucking miserable.
Those days are long gone.
Thank the fucking Lord on that shit. Because it just makes it miserable when you're out there freezing your fucking nuts off the whole time. All you can really think about is like, man, how am I going to die out here?
Is this how I go out?
I'm doing something I love, but it's fucking cold.
Is that? Yeah, that makes me think of that shit that, when somebody dies doing something and people are like,
oh, yeah.
Well, at least he died doing what he loved.
Yeah.
Like, no. That's not true.
He died fucking freezing to death.
Anytime you hear someone say that, I think, no, he didn't. He might have loved doing that activity, but he didn't enjoy dying during it. I swear to God he didn't.
Unless it was like instantaneously, you know, so he didn't really have time to think about it. Fucking died.
More than anything, my favorite thing to do is jump out of airplanes and parachute to the ground.
Oh, what if his parachute didn't open and
he wasn't like, at least I'm doing what I love. I'm going to die doing what I love.
What if he was, though? You don't know.
That's true.
You don't fucking know, Jeff. What if he was like, man, fuck it. I'm just going to embrace this shit.
That's true.
And then what if he lived? There are people who lived through shit like that.
I don't think I would want to.
I think he lives a normal life now.
After you bounce off the ground.
But I hurt like a...
asshole pops out your ears.
Haven't you seen that movie Crank?
Oh, yeah.
Two?
I haven't seen two.
He fell out of the helicopter.
Crank one was enough for me.
Yeah.
That stressful-ass shit.
This shit was fucking hilarious because he
keep my adrenaline pumping constantly.
I'm alive still. I fell out of a helicopter or a plane.
Oh, man.
Fucking crazy assholes.
Greg, what's up, man?
Not much, man. I went and got my motorcycle book. I'm going to learn how to ride a motorcycle.
Really?
A motorbike.
You decided you're going to...
take the plunge.
You're in your late 30s.
I'm going to be a fucking blood... what do they call it? Wait. Yeah, Hell's Angels.
That's what Hell's Angels?
I'm going to be a Hell's Angel.
Wow. You should watch some Sons of Anarchy first.
Nah.
Just to get it
It's
in.
Just fake.
I don't know, man.
I already got jumped in and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got jumped in? I don't think they really do that.
Oh. Well, he said he was part of the Hell's Angels. He kicked my ass.
That was just some guy that thought he looked like a faggot in leather.
You want to be a Hell's Angel?
Were you wearing chaps with no pants under them?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Yeah, he probably just beat your ass because he didn't like
how
you
looked.
He
probably got mad because I came out of your mom's house and he's like, why aren't you wearing any pants? You better respect that lady. I was like, I am. I show her the most love I can possibly show her.
That's true.
That's probably true. Brat,
brat. Book. That's probably true. That's probably true, bro.
Oh, nah, fuck. Dude, I don't know. I want to ride one of those motorbikes.
Motorbikes?
They seem so fun.
Well, I think you just failed the test by saying that. When you go in to take the test and you say, I want to take the test to ride a motorbike.
They're like, they shoot people. They just pull out the gun.
I was going to say, the lady opens up this trap door in her desk and a pit bull comes and bites your dick off out from underneath the desk. Ooh, but
that's even worse. Wow. Can you imagine if they had that? Dude, I'll fucking start a Kickstarter for that.
Let's
weed out the DMV dumbasses. The lines at the DMV would just get a lot shorter if there was pit bulls that would bite your dick off if you answered a question wrong.
Dude, you know, that's true.
The DMV would be a fucking ghost town.
Dude, you know what? I know it's hack, like, to talk about it because it's such a fucking normal thing, but how long the fucking lines are at the DMV, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody talks about that. It's, like, a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Well, a few weeks ago, I actually took a day off from work, and I had a bunch of shit to do.
Yeah.
And I needed to, you know, a lot of the stuff... I don't know if everyone knows this, but a lot of the stuff that you need to do at the DMV, you could just do online now.
Oh, yeah.
But there was one thing I had to do. I had to go in.
Right.
I was transferring a title from one car anyways. So I had to physically go in, and so they opened at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
Right when they fucking open.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get my shit done and get the fuck out of there. When I got there, there was not one parking spot in the parking lot. It was totally full. And there's already a fucking 40 people line inside. Dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, I don't know if they opened the door 30 minutes early and just let people get in line or what. But I was like, yeah, fuck this. I'm going to get in there fucking early as shit.
Yeah.
As soon as they open the door, I'm going to be in there, get out. No. It took me like 45 minutes.
To get through the line.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, dude.
God.
Yeah.
What the fuck,
a few
man?
Months ago, my wife had to go in for something. Oh, because our son was getting his driver's permit.
Right, right, right.
And I was like. Just don't go in during the lunch hour.
Oh, that's,
like that's when
another
everybody's
fucking
go in.
Bad one, yeah.
And I was like, try to go early, and she did the same thing, man. She went in early, and she's like, what the fuck? There's like a line going out the door.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
You know, I used to live in California.
Yeah.
And those fucking lines in the DMV.
Bruh! Buh!
Those fucking lines, dude. You think these fucking lines are bad?
Oh, I bet.
Fuck, dude. You could wait fucking 2 hours in one of those fucking lines and be like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? DMV, dude. I fucking feel bad for people who work there. It has to fucking be the worst, tedious fucking job ever.
They're constantly dealing with people that are pissed off. And eventually they're pissed off, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like...
Can't deal with pissed off people and not get pissed off yourself eventually.
Yeah, that's why they're all bitches.
Ugh. Ugh.
Actually, the lady that helped me the last time
quite nice.
Was very pleasant.
Was her name Janice?
I don't know. Yo, I just thought of
this. I can imagine their names are like Janice and Billy.
Billy? The lady named Billy?
No, just a dude named Billy. Billy, can you give me that form? Give me that 9W40.
Yeah.
Isn't that like... Never mind. I don't know where I'm going with that. Anyway, man. Yeah, DMV sucks.
That's bullshit.
You know, I fucking started watching The Shining again.
Oh, yeah.
With Nicolas Cage. It's a remake.
I haven't heard of that one, bro. Oh, Nicolas Cage so is in a remake of The Shining?
Oh, dude.
Wow.
Fuck. Amazing. Amazing. Keanu Reeves, isn't it?
Keanu Reeves and Nicolas Cage. Like, bro, dude, bro, whoa, bro.
Keanu Reeves has a Shining.
Wow, dude. Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing. You know, you didn't know what, before we started the show, you said that. You said that you just watched The Shining this week.
Right.
Which is crazy as fuck because 2 days ago, I'm not even fucking joking you, two days ago, I was just scrolling through and I saw that it was on Netflix.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, shit. How long has this been on Netflix?
Right.
And I realized, you know, I don't even remember the last time I watched all the way through. Maybe I never have. I don't even know. It's been that long. And so we started watching The Shining, too, and I was like, yeah. And we've talked on here about how I have a son that's, like, into horror movies
right.
And over the summer, we went on a vacation to Colorado, and we visited the Stanley Hotel. Where The Shining was actually filmed at and shit. And so it's like, you know.
Is it really like 25 miles out of town or whatever?
The town that it's in, it's right there. No, it's in town. It's like right in town.
Nice.
It's Estes Park. Nice. Actually, so.
Is there a maze, a hedge maze out on the front?
No, there's not actually. Oh. So they have it kind of twisted. So there's the Jack Nicholson version of The Shining, and do you remember there was a different version, made for TV version of The Shining? Do you ever see that one?
Yeah.
That's the one that's filmed at the Stanley Hotel, actually. But anyways, I forgot what I was going to say, dude. Oh, we have a son that's like totally into it.
Right.
He's like, oh, we're getting ready to go on this vacation, and he's like watching The Shining, has the DVD and shit. And it's been so long since I've seen it. Like, I know the gist of it, but I don't remember any of the deets.
Right.
And so the other night, me and my wife are sitting there watching it. And it gets to that part where the wife comes down and she's like, yeah, little fucking Billy said some lady fucking choked him in room 236 or whatever, remember? And so Jack Nicholson goes up to that room,
right?
And there's the bathtub scene. You remember that shit?
Oh yeah.
And like
the
naked ass bitch comes out, and she's like walking towards him, all butt ass naked. Like you can see her lips and everything, bro. Like it's full fucking naked bitch.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't remember this happening.
Right.
And it just keeps going on and on and on, and like, holy shit! Like I was like, yeah, my son loves The Shining. He watches it all the time.
He just watches that one scene over and over. And he has it on fucking. He has it cut out on loop. He's like, yeah.
I was like, oh my god!
I fucking love that show.
Don't remember this part. And then she turns into the old lady with the saggy tits and she'll laugh.
She gets all
and shit.
Gross and nasty.
That's the part he likes, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
But so today he comes home and I was like, you've seen The Shining? And he's like, oh yeah, I love that movie. Like, you watched it all the way? Like, you've seen the whole fucking movie? He's like, yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah.
We're like, so, what about that one part? You know, the bathtub scene. And he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't watch that part. Like, fuck you, bullshit.
He's such a fucking liar.
He's like, yeah.
Fuck yeah, he watched that shit on slow-mo.
I didn't watch that part.
He watched that shit as slow as you could fucking possibly.
He's got it paused on his phone right there at that part right now. You lying little fucker. I did.
I've never watched it.
Oh, yeah, that part was gross.
What?
I hate titties and pussy. Yeah, right.
Oh, fucking kid. I'd have been like, hell yeah, watch that shit. I watched that shit on slow-mo, too. So it took twice as long.
I was like, you probably liked that old lady part, huh? Yeah. He's all, that was gross. I'm like, ah, you did.
Yeah.
You did watch it, you sucker.
Called him a sucker?
Yeah. Called him a jive-ass.
Jive-ass turkey. Jive-ass turkey.
Jive-ass
turkey. Where'd that fucking phrase come from? Where did jive-ass turkey come from?
I don't know. That came from acid. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
I don't know. It came from the 70s.
Oh, acid for sure then. LSD. LSD and angel dust and all that shit. That guy looks like a turkey. Yeah, man, that motherfucker's jive as fuck. Yeah, his ass is jive turkey.
Jive ass turkey.
He's a jive ass turkey. Yep. Exactly where it came from. Dude, yeah, I was just going to tell you, I was watching The Shining the other day, too. And, yeah, it's been a long time since I had watched it. And, fuck, man, you could tell he nailed that part perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking crazy before the fucking shit even went down crazy. Yeah,
you can see it in his eyes.
Yeah, just the way he act, his nuances, the way he fucking was acting. You could tell there's just something not quite right with this fucking guy. You know, and when she's telling him about, she's telling the doctor, like, oh, yeah, he broke my son's arm. He pulled out of a socket, right? And the doctor's just, like, looking at her like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, he doesn't drink anymore because and shit like that. But the way he acts, like, the whole movie is, like, at the beginning, it's just, like, little things is, like, this okay, guy is fucking super. There's something wrong. He's wound super tight. Like,
yeah.
He's like, yeah. Just there's something not quite right. And then when all that shit starts going down, I'm like, yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, that part when he's in there just fucking typing away.
Yeah.
And she comes in to tell him that dinner's ready or whatever it was.
Right.
And he was like, he fucking flipped on her.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was the moment where it's like, oh, shit. And he's like, why don't you get the fuck out of here? Like,
yeah.
Oh, damn.
I like when she comes back down and starts reading all the papers. And they all say that, like, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And it just says that over and over and on, like, thousands of papers. He's like, oh, my God. This guy's lost his fucking mind. Yeah.
Good-ass movie.
Dude, the movie's so funny. Like, the way he, like, slowly starts going insane. He starts buying into the fucking, the whole, like, there's no alcohol in the room, but in that hotel. But he starts getting fucked up.
Starts getting drunk with the imaginary.
Yeah. Shit's fucking insane. And then the kid with all of his visions, and he has that shining, and then the fucking, oh, dude.
Good movie.
Man, it's fucking ridiculously good. I don't even know. Like, I just was happened to be sitting there, and like, I was like, The Shining. And I had it on my list, and I was like, I'm just going to watch it. I'm just going to watch it right now. Yeah. Fuck it. Who cares? I don't give my kids here. I don't give a fuck. You know, they can watch it. You know, they're 8 and 6.
They're ready.
Definitely ready.
They're ready for some tits and bush.
If dad's ever acts like this, fucking just murder me. Go ahead. Leave me in the fucking hedge maze. Let me freeze to death.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so I don't know how long that's been on Netflix, but I just barely noticed it.
I just barely noticed it, too.
I don't think it's
been on there for very long. Maybe a couple months. You know what I always wanted to do? I always wanted to go through, like, one of those fucking straw mazes or a hedge maze or something. Uh-huh. I know we have them, like, every year. But I never fucking did.
You never done it?
I've never done it. I always wanted to do it. It seems like it'd be kind of fun to go through.
Yeah, man. There's a huge corn maze.
Right.
Just like south of town. It's not that far away. Dude, it's fun as fuck, dude.
Is it corn maze? Or the one I see is the straw maze.
There's both.
Right.
I don't think I've ever been to the straw maze, but there's a corn maze that is like legit. It's huge, dude.
Really?
Like, it's fucking huge. And they give you this little aerial view map thing.
Yeah.
And it's so small, it's impossible to, like,
right,
cheat on it, dude.
You better get there at noon to try to find your way
and
out.
And there's all these games and stuff, like,
yeah,
you can, like, go find certain spots and whatever. But it's pretty cool, man.
Fuck, man, it's that fun. Seems like it would be fun.
It's fun, dude. Yeah, I love this time of year.
Yeah, dude. I mean, yeah, this is one of my favorite times of year, man.
When it's not cold yet, but it starts cooling off.
Although it was fucking cold last week, motherfucker. Yeah, and like, September can't make up his mind tonight. I was like, hot, cold. Because today it wasn't too bad. The last 2 days or 3 days hasn't been too bad. But, like, there's been a couple
scraping
days where it's
off,
like,
ice on the windshield in the morning. Yeah.
Like, fuck, man. It's cold as fuck out here. You know?
Yep, it's going to happen all of a sudden one day. Just one day, man.
I thought that day was last week when it just fucking, it shut the fuck off. It was a cold motherfucker. And then, like, it was like that for like a week. And warmed back up.
It got all nice this week.
Got all nice, and here we are. Hopefully it lasts for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
So, I think we've talked about before how Netflix and those streaming those TV streaming services are like fucking just taking over.
Oh, right? yeah.
How long is it going to be before fucking Dish Network and DirecTV and shit are just like, there's no point just in doing
the same.
Yeah,
just doing the same thing as like Netflix eventually, right? Like,
yeah, man.
They're going to have to, right? I mean, their services aren't even going to be needed anymore.
No.
The only thing that's going to be needed is internet.
Yeah.
So internet companies are going to be like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
As long as they don't start getting crazy and charging too much for this shit. Yeah. And then it's like, God damn it. There's no, you know.
Well, fuck, man. Like, I know we have talked about it, but fuck it. Like, there's so much good original programming on Netflix now. It's like, I remember when Netflix wasn't shit. Like, I mean, you'd had Netflix, but it wasn't really, you just find something if you're bored. Like, it was always something cheesy or,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they slowly started fucking putting some good shit on there, and now it's like fucking everything.
Is king, bro.
It's everything.
I saw a meme the other day that said it was the 20-year anniversary of Netflix.
Fuck you.
No, I'm serious.
20 years? 20 years.
But they started out with the DVD thing. Right, the DVD thing. Mail a DVD and just put it back in the mail.
I always thought that was the stupidest shit. I was like, I'm not fucking
I did it once.
Yeah.
Like, I logged on and I made my queue of movies.
Right.
And it was Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And so 1 came and we watched it and I'm like, okay, so I just put it back in this envelope and then 2 came a few days later.
Right.
That was the only time I ever did that. And I kept my account and then...
I always thought it was fucking, the most pain in the dick thing. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta fucking deal with a postal service? Like,
you have to wait for a movie to come in the mail?
Fuck you.
So if I want to watch a movie this weekend, I have to fucking think about it yesterday.
Yeah. No, but when they came out, when they started coming out with the streaming part of it, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do this. I'll do the streaming part and see what's up. But they never had, like...
Yeah, at first, for a long time, Netflix wasn't shit.
Yeah.
They had, like, the second-rate movies.
Yeah.
Like, they'd have the sequels.
Right.
Like, all the... You couldn't find the original movie you wanted to watch, but the sequel
was on something there. That was, like, a cheap ripoff of it. Like, something that was, like, closely related to it, but not really good.
What I love now
there was a lot of those on there.
What I love now is there's so many now that if what you're looking for isn't on Netflix, it's probably on Hulu or Amazon or something.
Right.
So you can pretty much find it all. But I got an email today. Oh, what I was going to say. I didn't watch them, but the fucking... What's the fucking award show that was last weekend? You know, one of those fucking Emmys or...
Was it the Emmys?
Well, I don't know what it was. But Hulu, fucking Hulu, took the most awards, like, in history.
Really?
From,
From what?
Sorry. In history, from just whatever original programming they have on Hulu.
Hulu won?
Yeah.
Wow. Over Netflix?
Yeah, dude.
Wow. Because Netflix has some good... I don't have Hulu, so I don't know.
Oh, really? Dude, Hulu's the shit. Hold on, just a second. I forgot what I was going to say.
Hulu's the shit.
Sorry, I'm getting a text.
What? Who could possibly be texting you right now? Shouldn't you just ignore your phone? What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
Just vamp for a second. This is important.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I've never had Hulu, but I bet they have some good shit on there. I can't... They must have some really good shit if they fucking won all the awards. Yeah, I've only ever had Netflix. You know, they have that fucking... All that original shit on there, like Stranger Things, fucking The OA, fucking 13 Reasons Why, American Vandal, just fucking mad, fucking crazy shit. And now they got all the fucking Disney shit on there, like Beauty and the Beast is on there now. That fucking wasn't, I don't even think I have that movie. They have Doctor Strange, all the fucking Marvel shit. Dude. All that crazy shit. Jungle Book's on there.
Right now, there's a ton of good shit on there. Secret Life of Pets and fucking Moana. Yep. Like a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah. How fucking crazy is that? Like, I don't know, man. It's fucking insane. Is Hulu cheaper than Netflix? Or are they same
price? It's about the same thing. Like, you can get the base package that's like $10 or whatever.
Right.
And then for like $11.99, you can get the commercial free version. But Hulu's cool because it has...
Oh, wait. Did you say commercial free?
Yeah.
Do they have commercials on Hulu?
If you get, like, the shit.
You can suck my dick commercials. Netflix don't have no commercials.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you get... And I don't know. I've always just had whatever it is, so it's $12 a month.
Right.
So I don't even know if there is another another way to go. But yeah, there's no commercials on there for us. I don't know.
Oh,
I thought you just said there was commercials on.
No, it's commercial free. But I think that might be like the next tier up. I think $12 is like
the top tier.
Yeah. Like same with Netflix. I mean, Netflix, there's no. There's no commercials, but like there's the $9 fucking $9.99 one on Netflix, and you can only get it on like two devices. Then if you go up to $12, you can get it on like a bunch of shit.
Oh yeah. But who needs it on a bunch of shit? Like, well, I don't fucking.
Well, we do because we have like two smart TVs and like fucking the Wii plays it and the. Yeah.
So everybody's always watching Netflix on something different.
Yeah, the boys have it like in their room on their Xbox, and then we have two smart TVs, and the girls have it on their Wii.
See, so my boys are little still, so we don't have to worry about.
Yeah,
it's if they're ever watching it, and if I want to watch it, I just be like, get the fuck off here. I'm watching, but I have two of them, so I never have that problem, you know.
Yeah,
and there's not like a bunch of TVs set up with fucking Wii or Netflix on it, so. I'm lucky like that, I guess. I don't really have to pay for the low one. I think it's only like $9.99 or $7.99 or some shit like that. I can't remember.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was on. We were just like talking about old TV shows and shit that we liked.
Right.
And so I got on and we have the Roku.
Right.
And so if on there, you can like search for whatever show you want to watch. And it'll search all of the different subscription things you have and find where it's at.
Right.
So Amazon or whatever it's on, and it'll find it. So the other day, well, it's been a couple of weeks, we're talking about old TV shows, and so I searched up Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Remember that show?
Yeah.
Tim Allen or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was on, like, two of them, like Amazon and shit, but they weren't for free. Like, right. you could buy the episodes.
Right.
It's like, God damn it, that sucks. And then today I got an email from Hulu. And it says, Hulu lands Home Improvement, Boy Meets World, and Dinosaurs for streaming rights.
Oh, wow.
It's like, sweet. It was just a couple of days ago I was searching for that, and now it's
how
like,
fucking crazy is that? Hulu. I hate all those shows.
You hated Dinosaurs? Fuck you, bitch.
Fucking.
Dude.
No, I like Dinosaurs.
That was on TGIF, dude.
Who's mama?
Fuck. Not the mama.
Yeah, not the mama.
I know I'll watch it and I'll be like 5 minutes in and be like, okay, I'm good.
That's all I needed.
I just needed to remember.
It's so fucking cheesy. Like, yeah. It won't hold up. No. Remember Alf?
Fuck yeah, I remember Alf.
He ate cats. Everybody's favorite alien ate cats.
Yep.
It's awesome.
I loved that show. Yeah. Remember they made a cartoon of it? Dude, I came across.
I think I did watch it once or twice.
I came across
it. It didn't last very long, though, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. I don't think anything back then did.
Fuck, Married with Children did.
I'm always surprised when you look back, like you find something that you thought was so huge back in the day, and it had like two seasons or three seasons.
Except for The Simpsons. That's like 20.
Dude, it's like 27, bro.
Like, I heard the new shit wasn't that great, though.
I don't know. I haven't really watched it in a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
Like 2 decades.
No, I used to be one of those, like, every Sunday fucking watch The Simpsons.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, though. It's never, like, a lot of shows switch times and switch all that shit. It's always been the same. The whole fucking, its whole entire life.
No
it's
way.
Sunday nights on Fox, like, the same time. Sunday nights every fucking week for the last... How for fucking
shut up.
Many years it's been on,
if it's going for a record now, it probably holds it for the longest running season.
Oh, dude, it has to be.
27 years?
The only thing I can think of that might be longer is like those gay ass soap operas and shit that have been on since like the 70s.
Yep.
They're the same people in them.
Mm-hmm. That's so weird. Those guys make a whole fucking living off just being soap actors.
Dude, I know.
Like, what? Really?
There was a time in my life where I got a little bit caught up in one.
Yeah. I think we talked about it.
Yeah, it was...
the good old General Hospital.
No, it was...
Days of Our Lives? Dallas.
No.
It was General Hospital, wasn't it?
No. I can't remember the name of it now.
What? I could have swore you said General Hospital.
Nope. What the fuck was it? Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Oh, Days of Our Lives?
No. It wasn't Days.
No? It wasn't Days. Look at you.
What the fuck was it?
It wasn't Days, man. I like Days, but it wasn't Days.
I do like that one, but I didn't watch it.
Fuck you.
Soap operas.
Oh, don't fucking... Don't you dare.
Okay,
According to Wikipedia, since January 2012, four daytime soap operas, General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, The Young and the Restless.
That's it. It's The Young and the Restless, Y&R.
Y&R.
I got hooked on that one for a minute. And
so good.
And I remember, I remember, you know, I had broke my arm and I was off work for like forever, 6 months. Yeah. And so I got caught up in it.
I remember that.
It was weird how it happened, but I got caught up in it. And
right.
I couldn't help it. And it was, I remember talking to my mom. And she's like, oh, yeah, I used to watch that when I was young. And we got talking about it. And it was the same fucking people in it from the 70s to like the fucking mid-2000s. The same
crazy.
Actors in the fucking thing, like the whole goddamn time. And it's probably still going today, and it's probably still the same fucking people. Man.
I bet, like, how many times do they rehash shit?
Dude, I watched it for maybe a year solid.
Yeah.
And everybody fucked everybody. In just that short time I watched it, everybody fucking fucked everybody. Like, it was like, what
every
the
possibility.
And they all got married and divorced and fucking married the other bitch, and they all had sex. Like, it was the most fucked up thing in the world, bro. Like, they literally, everybody has fucked everybody.
It's the worst.
And they just keep on coming up with shit. And there's just some housewives every morning. They're like, yeah.
I can't wait to see.
10 a.m. right before fucking, right before, what's that shit?
Dallas.
Dude, I can't go coughing. Oh, fuck.
That's fucking crazy. Everybody fucked everybody, bro.
Dude, it was bad.
Within a year, they've all been married and divorced. If that was real life, those guys would need so much help. They'd be in fucking therapy.
Every once in a while.
So Janice is fucking Dave now. What the fuck, man? It's my fucking brother.
Yeah.
I fucking fuck Dave.
Just wait a couple of weeks and you'll be all fucking each other.
Oh, shit.
Dude, so, it has been sort of an epic week, though.
Yeah.
The Hef. Hugh Hefner died.
Fuck, dude.
Finally.
Can you believe that?
91.
90 fucking 1 years old. He probably died doing what he loved. That motherfucker had a cult going, dude.
Dude. Yeah, he did.
He was in it. He fucking beat the game, dude. That fucking dude beat the game, man.
He really did.
He fucking figured it out and beat it. He's like, oh, yeah, I like pussy. All right, this is what I'm doing now.
There's a lot of people that are successful in their game, you know. But you're right, he beat it.
He beat the game. He beat the fucking game.
He
didn't even need a fucking game at the end. He was just like, you're married to me now. You're the playmate of the year.
Yeah.
Fucking deal with it.
I got twins and an extra side chick, and they're all my wife.
Yeah.
And they're all at 22.
Yeah. And I still fuck them all.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Dude, you know what's crazy, though, is do you remember in the news about, it's been a few years, but he sold the Playboy Mansion. Somebody bought the Playboy Mansion, but the stipulations were he still gets to live there.
No shit.
And so he's been living there the last few years, still in the mansion, but somebody else owns it.
No way.
Yeah, so.
I forgot about that.
So it all didn't get passed down to his kids or whatever.
Did they want anything to do with it?
I have no idea. I haven't really, I don't even know what he's got for kids.
No, I don't know either.
But somebody bought the mansion, and they just had to let him just.
Didn't
live
they make
there.
A movie based on him, or was it the other dude that ran? They had a movie with it.
That was the other dude, the penthouse guy,
Hustler, right?
Larry Flint,
Hustler. Yeah, he had an interesting story, but not as interesting as Hugh Hefner, man.
No, man, he started.
That dude's a fucking legend.
I think he started Playboy in 1953 or something like that. 1953.
In all the fucking years to start something too, like that was like some of the most conservative fucking Americans.
How
in the
do you
50s.
Come out and be like, I'm gonna start a magazine?
That's probably why it worked. Exactly why it worked.
Where famous hot chicks will let us take pictures of them naked.
Yeah.
And we'll just sell it to everybody. Yeah. They could see it.
Yeah.
and
it's a gentleman's book. That's how he sold that shit. Yeah. He sold that shit as a gentleman's book.
Yeah. I read it for the articles,
and that's it. Yeah.
That's like a famous line. I have
dude,
it for the articles.
That dude beat the fucking game.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
So I'm pretty sure, I'd have to check the facts, but I'm pretty sure that like Marilyn Monroe was in the first issue.
Really?
Yeah. So back then, could you imagine, dude? She was like, she was it. She was it back then.
How the fuck did that even happen?
And so to have her on your in the first issue of the magazine,
how the fuck did he pull that off?
That sold to everyone.
Oh, I bet every gentleman had that.
No, gentleman.
Yeah.
Every gentleman that wants a beat off. So, you know what's kind of crazy, though, that I heard today is that he's actually being buried right next to Marilyn Monroe. He bought the crypt directly next to Marilyn Monroe.
Wow.
And so that's where he's going to be. I guess it's not buried, but however they do it, in a vault or whatever the fuck.
You know what? Like a couple years from now, 25 years from now, we're going to find out that Hugh Hefner really didn't die. Only his body died and that he's lived on through his dick.
They fucking froze his head.
They froze his brain and attached it to his dick. He just keeps fucking.
He's like the crane fucking. Just a brain and a tube with a dick sticking out. And he's still making 20-year-old girls just knob on it.
He's just like, what's up? He has like a robotic voice. Like Anthony Hopkins.
I think it's funny though when you see stuff on Facebook when somebody really old like that dies.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what a shocker.
What a shocker.
I can't believe he's gone. It's such a surprise.
Oh
like,
my
no.
God.
He's almost 100.
Yeah.
He's supposed to die a long time ago.
Dude,
he's
fuck.
He made it this fucking far.
91 is that's a ripe old age,
yeah,
dude. Like, fucking sign me up for fucking 91,
dude. You know what's crazy?
Sign me up for fucking 91 with fucking two hot bitches on my side. You know?
You know what? You know what?
Where do I fucking sign that? Jeff, where do I fucking sign that? That dude, I don't know.
You
that
can
dude
sign
beat,
right here, but
that
I
dude
can't
beat
make
the
any
fucking game.
He did. He beat the boss.
Yeah, fuck. My fucking hat goes off to you, Hugh Hefner. You're
dude,
a fucking legend, a scholar.
When was the last time he had to worry about anything? When was the last time he had a fucking thought where he's like, shit.
When his dick stopped working and he started having to use Viagra. So it was like, man, can I use this fucking Viagra now? All right.
Remember about
that was the last time he got worried.
I remember
he started
about
sweating
a
little bit when he couldn't pop a boner right off the bat. I'm like, fuck.
He's like, how come this young chick with fake tits can't give me a boner? Viagra, what?
Yeah, Viagra.
Three days long. Boom.
He's just fucking. He was mashing that shit up and injecting it like heroin. He was snorting it like fucking coke.
Dude,
he was probably doing coke and fucking Viagra mixed together.
Dude,
that's probably why it lived so long.
I heard that other dude from Hustler, because he's like in a wheelchair, like he's a crippled dude.
Yeah.
I heard that he had like a pump-up dick.
Oh, shit, really?
Woo.
Fuck, dude.
Like an air pump, like fucking.
He didn't beat the game, but he got pretty fucking close.
Yeah.
He died, too, didn't he die?
No, I think he's still kicking.
Is he still alive?
I think so.
He came out after Playboy and shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, way after Playboy.
And Hustler wasn't the gentleman shit.
No.
That was like dirty.
They sold that. They even talk about that in the movies, like, let's go the opposite way, you know, like, let's get dirty. I remember that fucking movie. It was a really pretty good movie from what I remember.
I don't remember anything about it. Oh. Sorry, other than it's about him. I was just going to look real quick.
What are you looking at? To see if that fucking Harry Flint guy is still alive?
It's Larry.
Oh, sorry.
Larry Flint. Born in 1942. Yeah, he's still doing it.
Is he still running Hustler?
He's age 74.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what he's doing. It says occupation, publisher, and free speech activist.
Oh, yeah.
1965 to present.
Hmm.
And he's had, like, 10 wives.
Dude, fucking, yeah, all those magazines and all that shit fucking died.
Oh,
who
yeah
reads magazines anymore, dude? Who has a subscription to any magazine anymore?
I don't know.
I don't think there's very many out there.
Remember a few years ago, not even a few years ago, maybe a year ago, Playboy announced that they weren't going to do nude anymore. Like, they were just
going
to go a straight magazine,
yeah,
like a Maxim or whatever.
Yeah.
And that lasted about 6 months. And then they decided, okay,
yeah,
we got to show titties again because nobody's buying it at all.
Right.
But who is still buying magazines?
I don't think there's, well, I don't know. I just feel like that era is dead, you know? There was a time for all that shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
When you couldn't get fucking porn on the internet. But that shit's everywhere now. It's so easy.
Oh, yeah.
So easy to get. Like, you, back in the day, it was hard. You couldn't fucking, you have to get something like Playboy, you know? Like, oh, yeah, look at that bitch. You know? And Maxim, you remember even Maxim? Even that wasn't like a, like nudity or anything, but like even the like
it was
regular
just scantily clad.
Yeah. I just think like even Maxim is, all that shit's dead.
No, there's no point.
Yeah.
Really.
Why? You can read everything.
Dude, I had like a 4
you can read all the articles you need to read on fucking the internet.
I had like a 4-year subscription to Maxim.
Yeah, it was a good magazine, man. It used I used to love that shit.
Yeah.
I used to be in the Navy and we fucking got Maxims and be like, damn, this fucking shit's awesome. But that shit's all done now. Like, you can just read it on the internet.
Yeah. Like a high speed internet.
Yeah, like, fuck. I don't need anything else.
Dude, talking about the Hefster.
Yeah.
Being 91, got me thinking, you know who my favorite person in the world is and is still alive? And when this person dies someday soon, probably, and it's in the news, I actually will be like, fuck. That's a fucking shame.
Who?
Betty White.
Aw.
Dude, she is like...
She has to be
she's
like...
She's like my favorite person
in the world.
She
has to be the sweetest old lady ever. Yeah.
And she's funny as fuck still.
Yeah, she is.
And I just looked her up real quick. Currently, Betty White, born in 1922, is 95 years old.
Holy
and she's still
going. Shit. 90 fucking 5, dude.
95 and she's still a dime piece.
Dude, she's... Fuck that old lady right in her mouth.
Oh, man.
I'm like, drink a glass of water first, bitch, because I don't want that shit all dry.
I don't know about all that.
Let me get some of that fucking KY up in that pussy.
Wow. I wasn't going to go there, but.
Oh.
That's all right. You went there. That's all right.
I thought you were going there.
She's beating the game, too.
Oh, she is. For a, like, especially for like a woman. Acting is hard, like, when you
and
get.
And she's the only one on the whole cast of the Golden Girls is still alive. Did you know that?
No.
Everyone else on the whole show fucking died.
No way.
All of them.
Even the younger
for
ones?
Betty White. Yeah.
No way.
They're all dead. Wow. All of them. B. Arthur, boom. Dead.
When'd she die?
Rue McClanahan?
Yeah.
Dead.
Wait, what?
Yeah, bro.
No way. Wasn't she 95 when this show started?
What? And the old one, Sophia?
Yeah.
She's fucking dead, too.
She's alive somewhere. She's fucking Elvis.
Yeah, we named our... I named our chickens after the Golden Girls.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Thought you were going to say you named them after the Beatles. Because you hate them.
Fuck the Beatles.
Because I'm going to eat those bitches later. Fucker. Beatles. What's up, man?
Oh, hold on. I just got to plug in the old computer.
Why, is it dying?
I just got the battery message. Dun, dun, dun. We're good.
We still recording?
Yeah, bro, everything's good.
Good, man. That's all I wanted to know. Fuck, why you get so aggressive?
Dude. We've got an update for you. Let's snooze that.
Yeah, snooze the fucking updates.
Not now. Not now, bitch.
We're busy. We're laying it down.
Can't you fucking tell that we're fucking busy?
Oh, fuck.
Dude, I have so many notes and shit that I had, like, prepared for.
You just scribbled down?
Show.
Yeah.
I got a little itch. And I don't think we're going to get to most of it because it's, you know, it's news stories. But there's plenty of other stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
And we're almost, would you believe me if I told you that we're almost at an hour right now?
Shut the fuck up.
54 minutes. 54 and a half minutes.
Damn.
Yeah, buddy, this has been fucking fun as shit.
Yeah, it's been. That always is. It always is fun. So I just can't believe it. Fucking, we're back at it. We got a fucking legit studio.
Yeah.
We're upgrading the gear.
Yes. Mm. It's all going down.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's all going down. Yo, I have a situation for you.
What is
Tell me how you feel about this.
Okay.
And this is one of those things that happens to me all the time.
Right.
And I don't know how to fucking be. Like, let me describe it. So, you ever been at, like, a grocery store or something?
Yeah.
Say you're just walking down the aisle.
Right.
And you... So, usually when I see somebody I know at the grocery store,
yeah.
I duck and dive, you know?
Right,
dodge.
Right. Uh-huh.
Dip, duck, dive, and dodge or
yep.
whatever.
Yep.
But on those rare occasions when you fucking... Boop. You, like, bump into them or whatever.
Yep.
Somebody that you know well enough that you have to stop. Like, you can't just be like, what's up, man? And just keep going.
Yep.
You have to stop and do that bullshit about... Hey, what's going on, man? How's yeah. everything? How's the fucking job?
Okay, right, right,
what's
right.
up? Mm-hmm. You know, nothing much, just working, you know, same yeah. old shit, you know?
Yep.
You know, that kind of conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
When it's somebody that you have to talk to, you know well enough that you have to stop and talk to, but you really don't have anything to say to them.
Right.
I fucking hate that. So, what happens, what do you do, and I hate this, when that happens, okay, and then you part ways, hey, good to see you, bro. See you soon. Look me up. Let's hang out. Whatever. However it ends.
Right.
You part ways. You go your own ways. And then 10 minutes later, you come around the corner. You run into him again. Like, what the fuck do you do? Do you just ignore him?
I do.
Do you just be like, yeah, we already did this. And just,
yep.
just act like you didn't even see him?
Yep.
Or do you be like,
nope.
What's up, bro?
Nope.
See you on the next aisle. See you soon.
Nope.
Or do you just fucking, do you just.
Just keep on going, bro. Keep on trucking.
I fucking hate that, dude. That's happened to me so many times.
I just fucking keep on going, bro. Don't even look at him. If he tries to say anything, I just say, shh, quiet. It's quiet, man.
So
you've already said all you needed to say.
it's so hard for me, dude. I just don't.
Like, I just talk to my wife. Like, hey, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. And just keep going.
You just see him coming and put your phone to your ear and be like, yeah.
You're so funny.
Dude, I can't fucking believe
that. I can't believe that guy fucked your wife when you were watching. That was crazy. Oh. And the guy's like, what? What the fuck happened? What the fuck kind of crazy life does he live in?
Nuts, man.
I can't believe that guy killed his wife right in front of you.
Yeah, I guess that would work. I just find myself in that position all the time, and I don't know what the fuck to do.
I don't.
I'm sure they're in
the... It happens every once in a while, but I don't think they're thinking, like, well, this guy's not going to talk to me now. It's not like he's, like, going after a conversation, is he? Is he, like, looking at you like, I can't wait to talk to this guy again?
No, it's just awkward.
No, it's only awkward if you think it's awkward. It's not awkward. You just, like, fucking... Maybe you make eye contact, but...
Do that.
I'm on the fucking aisles. I don't fucking know, man. You know?
It's going to happen a few times.
You know? No, I don't even fucking say shit. I just keep walking. Maybe even fart right next to him. Like, yeah, that's for you.
Take that.
Eat it. Eat this dirty, stinky fuck. Fart. That's kind of rude.
Niggas in Mizzou ain't changed.
Who's Mizzou? Is that some chick?
No, you know what? I had this.
Why are they in her?
I don't
What's
know.
What's going on?
I don't know what that is. No.
I feel bad for Mizzou. Poor girl.
He's in Mizzou. He's from Missouri, bro.
Oh.
So we were doing that stupid buh, buh, brah, brah. And it made me remember that I have a song on my iPod that has that kind of shit in it.
Uh-huh. Reggae song?
No, it's not. But the guy that does it is from, like...
Oh, yeah.
That area.
Right.
Jamaica or Bermuda or some
Ugh.
Shit. So, listen to this. So, we actually went and saw... It was at a Tech N9ne concert.
Right.
But this guy came out, and I can't remember what his name is, but he does that shit. And so, this is...
He must be pretty decent, though. Tech fucking signed him to his label, huh?
Yeah. You, make you, have to you can hear him in the background. He's just like, bullet! Bullet!
Have you ever seen a Mackey liver?
I heard it, yeah.
Put that on the Bible, boy, I count your blessings. Put that on the Bible, I just remember. Boy, count your blessings. Put that on the Bible, boy, I count your blessings. Put that on the Bible, boy, I count your blessings. I felt like they told me. Anyways, it goes.
You know what that guy sounded like? You ever seen that movie?
His name is Zeus.
You ever seen that Little Mermaid movie?
Yeah.
The crab. Course. The crab guy.
Oh, Sebastian.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like that.
Yeah. Key sticker.
But the boy. I don't know. I can't. I don't know.
Bullet. Bruh. 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 Bruh.
So stupid.
Dude.
Boy.
Was that off the air when I told you that I do that to my wife at the store?
Yeah. You did the grocery store.
We're just like walking through Walmart and I'm like, brah, brah. She's always like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Dude, do it super fucking loud.
Yeah, dude.
It's the fucking best, dude.
Oh, we're just walking and I'll do it like when we're walking past them and I'm like, buh, buh. She's like, what are you doing? You're so embarrassing.
That's the fucking best. Oh, okay. She's probably like, why the fuck are they doing that there?
You know, every time we finish this, she's like, she's upstairs. She's like, I can hear like every fucking word you guys are saying. I didn't insulate the ceiling, apparently, so.
Ah, fuck it.
Fuck it. It's fun. Oh, shit, man. Well, we hit it. We hit an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything, the, anything you...
I think an hour's about good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like an hour.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Feels good, man. I had a fucking blast, as usual.
Always.
Episode 5 in the books.
Fucking brat, brat.
Bullet. Oh, shit.
You gotta keep it going, bro. The whole time.
Yeah.
The whole fucking time. Grocery store, just fucking brat, brat.
I'm going to. That's the worst.
You still, right, man. Are you still playing that game where you fucking put random shit in other people's cards?
No, I should, though. That's fun.
Just put, like, magnums.
In, like, some elderly-ass old woman's fucking card.
Well, I don't remember putting these in there.
What are those?
Oh, George must be trying to get frisky. Fuck. I didn't put those in there, bitch. I ain't trying to fuck you no more.
See my little ass dick? Don't even work.
Shit. Anyway, he wasn't like that. He was like, my dick's still working, motherfuckers.
Yeah, the magic dick.
Damn. I like how every Playboy, every Playmate was like, oh, he's so sweet. It was always the same thing. Like, he's so sweet. He's always giving me stuff. And he's always giving me that dick all the time.
Like, shut up, bitch. You're trying to get in his fucking will.
Oh,
and you know
yeah. All of them bitches.
You remember for a minute there was a TV show about Hugh Hefner's wives, and it was two twins. I don't remember anybody's name, bro. There was two twins and then another lady. What was her name? But they had a show about the three of them, and then the one girl broke up with him,
mm-hmm.
and she ended up marrying some football player, right. And then she had her own TV show. Remember anybody?
I remember that show vaguely, but I don't remember anything about it. Just remember he had one.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it.
It was mostly about the chicks just living together in the Playboy Mansion.
Mm.
Yeah. That was believable.
Yeah.
Totally. They were there for love. Yeah. They really loved him.
They really loved him. They wanted that fuck. I bet that fool was fucking loaded money. Or was. I don't know how he did the later eras, but...
I don't think it mattered, bro. I think he set himself up from 1953 to 1997.
Yep. Yeah, these last 2 decades.
He's been
worth the fuck. Yeah, he's
years.
Like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. I'm fucking set.
And
bitches.
Then he sold the Playboy Mansion for like $11 million or some shit like that.
Fuck.
I don't even know. Hold on. How much did the Playboy Mansion sell for?
The son of billionaire investor Sedin Metropoulos purchased the compound for $100
million. $100
million? The mansion sold for $100
million.
He sold the Playboy Mansion for $100 million.
Holy fuck. Holy fuck, dude. Yeah, he definitely...
I think he's okay.
Yeah,
I think
it's
safe to say
he's
fine. He did just fine.
Oh my god, damn. That's all based on name.
Yeah. It's just
there was nothing
mansion.
Special about that fucking place except for it is a Playboy mansion.
Yeah, it had a hot tub full of fucking cum. Oh. Like 70 years of just fucking cum.
We can't get the stains out. We're going to have to burn this fucking place down. Fuck. 100 million fucking... Oh, my God. Fuck that, dude. Beat the game, bro.
Yeah.
Enough said.
That's it. That's all she wrote.
Fuck.
Well,
that's what I'm
going to
do. I'm going to sell this studio for $100 million.
This one?
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, all right.
Someday it's going to be worth it.
Fuck yeah. Hoping tomorrow.
You ready to fucking just give all this up for some money?
No, I can't. I can't. No amount of money. None.
For $100 million, we could. I think we could do a little better than this.
Oh, yeah, we could.
All right, bro. Well, you ready to call it, bro?
Yeah, man.
Bro.
All right, bro.
What's up with that?
Bro.
All right, man. Well, yeah, we're at like a minute or an hour and 6 minutes.
Fucking perfect.
Perfect.
Fucking perfect.
Perfection. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Until next week, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Greg.
And we out, bitch.
Real talk, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a Mackie living? New Tech 9 with the extension. HKHK47. Made a man down, call me Raven. I put that on the Bible, boy, count your blessings. Put that on the Bible, boy, count your blessings. Put that on the Bible, boy, count your blessings. Put that on the Bible, boy, count your blessings.
I felt like they tone said I'm coming to get you. Well, that's when all of the heavy artillery come in the picture. And luckily, because of your past, you can have someone assist you. I was raised a cool brother, but these motherfuckers went and summoned a nigga. I swore to never let a man's hand take me to my grave, nigga. With my fortune, I'ma get the torture like organ I spray, nigga. I know they dying to get it with the nine, that's fine. They wanna make a nigga do the whoop. So I'ma take the carbine and put it to your mind. It's going through you, not a ringing like a hula hoop. Put that on the Bible. If you fucking with tech, get the rifle. Totally tripping, trying to take my title. Lift you right up in the sky with the Eiffel. If you psycho, you can do this. If he chooses to be foolish, the gun never loses. Never give you the deuces. Nigga, this is a whoopus. Let me calm my nerves. I'ma simply put this on the word. If you're hella aggravated because of a song you heard from the Nina, I smoke a nigga like my ganja herb. I'm on the verge. No life beyond the surge. When I bomb, you served. What does one deserve but a head stomping and puts your teeth on the curb, nigga?
Have you ever seen a Mackie living? New Tech 9 with the extension. HKHK47. Put that on the Bible, boy, count your blessings. Put that on the Bible, boy, count your blessings. Put that on the Bible, boy, count your blessings. Put that on the Bible, boy, count your blessings.
Hey, fuck out that going back and forth with a nigga. Got a problem, what he really wanna do? If you know, like I know, you know, true. A nigga make some, but he really don't do what to say. Got gun, but he really won't shoot. He afraid, I lay a nigga down right now. Fade to the concrete, no to the ground. Threw him in the street for a prayer, sit the cloud. And the flash and the bang, it is rarely allowed. But hold body down in a hole in the ground. Dig one for the niggas who be holding you down. Better know I got rounds and it will go around. It's enough. Eat a bullet from the 4 pound if you tough. And then let the chopper spray you down and get up. You pull that out, I believe you ain't saw. Otherwise, nigga, you just office out a mother guy. I kill you dead and I put that on my mother eyes. Don't listen to the nigga, they just kick a bunch of lies. How they got a bunch of guns, shot them all a bunch of time. I really do believe Tech got a bunch of nines. Before they gave my nigga meet you a bunch of time. I really know my nigga y'all had a bunch of pie. For the low, I'm a nigga headed for the high. So you believe them niggas out there talk about the BML, that should be the nigga, none of mine. I know Young got it about what he rap about. I really pulled Meek Mills at the trap house. Just like I seen Doe B with a OZ. Turn around 2 weeks, had a home key. Shit, cause I said it's a joke, did the dope game did like disco. The nigga when it showed me. Get what I'm trying to say, nigga, I don't know you. And furthermore, pussy nigga, I don't want to. Hold up, we got a problem here?
Have you ever seen a Mackie living? New Tech 9 with the extension. HKHK47. Made a man down, call the Raven. I put that on the Bible, boy, count your blessings. Put that on the Bible, boy, count your blessings. Put that on the Bible, boy, count your blessings. Put that on the Bible, boy, count your blessings.
Oh, nah, never
put
mind
that
this
on the Bible, boy, count your blessings.
just killed a small village, man. You know what I'm saying? This is hip hop. I love this shit. Press 1.